You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Greyhound Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to semi-finals night from Sunderland. There's three in the William Hill Grand Prix and three in the William Hill Classic, as well as the Puppy Plate Heats and the Festival Flyer Heats. So a real bumper night of action from the North East venue. We'll be taking a look ahead to the Grand Prix and the Classic semi-finals on this edition. My name is Sam Norris and joining me, as ever on the podcast, is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kay. How are you, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm in great form. I'm very much looking forward to the semi-finals. Got to a very good start at the weekend, but quite a few talking points from Sunderland. We've got to try and work our way through those.
Yes. Anything really caught your eye this far ahead of the semis?
Well, there were a couple of amazing performances in both the Grand Prix and the Classic. I think in the Grand Prix, the evidence would suggest, if you believe the clock, that it's all over, and TJ's Powerhawk, who has bundles in hand, may as well get the trophy now. But I don't think it'll turn out as easy as that. But the Classic, wow, what a competition that is. So much pace and absolutely no margin for error.
Yeah, certainly is. TJ's Powerhawk taking a huge chunk out of that Grand Prix market. We'll take a look at the outright betting after we preview the semi-finals individually. We'll start with the Grand Prix semi-finals. We'll start with the first one. This is an open race over 640 metres. Who did you like here?
Very tempted to get involved with Dinzeo here from trap four for Harry Crapper. Was beaten to second place by Jimmy Nailed On in the first round, but that doesn't really tell the story. He was right there at the first bend, took an almighty wallop, dropped right away, but then came through again late on. He's a sort of dog that always gets involved, will always give you a run for your money, and I think he is well worth support here. Bubbly Gold, who was a beaten favourite in the final last year, probably was racing on the worst of the going on Saturday. He wasn't favouring railers, so I think you could mark his performance in finishing third to Farley Rio up a little bit. He can qualify for his second successive final. Kakantu in five did nothing wrong at all when winning his heat. Will look to dominate and has to be respected. I'm going for four Dinzeo to beat one Bubbly Gold and five Kakantu.
Okay, semi-final number two then from the Grand Prix again. An open race over 640 metres. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think you could get very complicated here, but I'm going to stick with the obvious, TJ's Powerhawk. It was a sensational performance in the first round. He did nothing wrong at all, got it right from the outset, and just kept running and running and running. 39.33, easily the fastest time, and he's got a decent draw here. He's outside two poor young trained kennel mates, TJ's Panther and JT Osprey, but JT Osprey in particular will dart straight to the inside, so I think TJ's Powerhawk can pace up and lead by the bend. TJ's Panther may be the main danger. He was beaten into third on Saturday. As I've mentioned before, I don't think the going was favouring the inside, and it was a better run than it might first look. JT Osprey can complete a 1-2-3 for the poor young kennel. I'm going for three TJ's Powerhawk to beat one TJ's Panther and two JT Osprey.
Okay, in the final semi-final then of the Grand Prix, this one, again, 640 metres the trip for this one. And Farley Rio is amongst those in the lineup, who's one of those dogs just behind TJ's Powerhawk in the betting.
Yeah, the defending champion for Kevin Boone, and showed once again just how much he loves Sunderland when overcoming all sorts of trouble to win his heat. He's sure to go well again, but there could just be a bit of value in taking him on. Trap 4, Airmount Paco for Jimmy Wright. Ran pretty well in that fast semi-final heat, rather, won by TJ's Powerhawk. Didn't quite get to the front, but I think he could get to the front here, and it'll be a different proposition if so doing. Trap 3, Farley Rio is back in really good form. He might be a summer dog. He struggled to win a little bit after his victory in this competition last year, but he's right back to his best now. Trap 1, Black House Heidi, hit the rails and dropped right out on Saturday, but really finished to some effect and can fill the tri-cast position. I'm going for 4, Airmount Paco to beat 3, Farley Rio and 1, Black House Heidi.
OK, then on to the Classic semi-finals, the first of these. 450 metres the trip for this one, and in Trap 2 we've got Pinpoint Maxi. This is a dog that we know all about, Jonathan.
We do. He won this event event in 2013, was beaten favourite when odds on for the final last year. And he's one of the great stories. He's had serious injury problems throughout his career, but Kelly McCarry, his trainer, has done a fantastic job getting him back. She didn't know what to expect on Saturday, and what she got was a fantastic front-running performance. He'll need to trap every bit as best as well as he did then, drawn outside kennel mate Pinpoint Finesse, but I think he can make the bend in front, and with the benefit of that comeback run under his belt from last week, he really should take a lot of catching. Trap 6 Johnny Devaro has a really good makeup on the outside and can claim the second qualifying position ahead of 1 Pinpoint Finesse. I'm going for 2 Pinpoint Maxi to beat 6 Johnny Devaro and 1 Pinpoint Finesse.
Okay, semi-final number 2 then in the William Hill Classic. Again, an open race over 450 metres. Who did you like here?
Gravy in 5 for David Prues. He was second to Pinpoint Maxi at the weekend. It was a really good performance. The winner, as we've mentioned before, is a top class, already a winner of this competition. I think Laughing Gravy has maybe slightly less on his plate, even though this is a really competitive race. With a decent break, he can lead by the bend and will be hard to catch. Best drawn dog is probably Farlow Nutter in trap 1. He chased home Bubbly Ninja, who reopposes in the first round, but I think of the pair, he's the more likely to get a run here. Defending champion Mylight Albert can't be dismissed. Showed a lot of back straight pace on Saturday, but you just wonder whether he might struggle for racing room early. I'm going for 5 Laughing Gravy to beat 1 Farlow Nutter and 2 Mile High Albert.
Okay, and in the final semi-final of the Classic then, Jonathan, who did you like in this one?
Knee-jerk reaction in trap 3 for me here. Stephen Atkinson's dog, winner of the William Hill Northern Puppy Derby at Newcastle last autumn, looks right back to his best, judged by a sensational 26.74 heat victory at the weekend. He'll need to trap well, because no but a real Sunderland specialist that is in great form and drawn on his immediate inside. But I think knee-jerk reaction will have enough pace to clear that rival by the bend and can set sail for home. No but sort of greyhound who will keep going throughout, and I think he can come through and claim a place in next Wednesday's £25,000 final, because Crocus Champion 4, who he beat in the first round, just didn't look absolutely entirely happy with the bends, so I'm going to pass over him on this occasion. I'm going for 3 knee-jerk reaction to beat 2 no but and 4 Crocus Champ.
And before we get on to the outright betting, just provide us with a nap and a next best for Saturday night's card.
For the nap, I'm going to take a chance and go with Airmount Paco for Jimmy Wright in the third semi-final of the Grand Prix. He's a prolific winner in the North. I just think his makeup here looks pretty good. Next best, I like Laughing Gravy, trap 5 in the second semi-final of the Classic. Must have a great chance to lead.
OK, fair enough then. There we are. Jonathan Kay's thoughts ahead of the individual semi-finals. We'll take a look at the outright prices then. We'll start with the William Hill Grand Prix. TJ's Power Hawk, the 9-2 favourite, taking a big chunk out of that market. It's 8-1 bar him with Airmount Paco, Bubbly Gold, Farley Rio and TJ's Panther all in at 8. It's double figure prices, the rest of them. He's looking pretty short, TJ's Power Hawk.
He is, and you know, he's a greyhound who's run really well in top six Ben company. I think there's no doubt that this Grand Prix perhaps isn't the strongest. Some of the real star names weren't in it from the outset, so his form stacks up really well. But if you're looking for a bet here, I think Dinzeo, each way, with a fantastic record of finishing in the places, so a great chance to qualify, I think he could be the one after that really eye-catching running defeat in the first round.
Okay, it's 12-1 about Dinzeo then, Jonathan, taking him each way. It's a quarter of the odds, place 1, 2 and 3. The William Hill Classic then, we bet like this at the time recording. Pinpoint Maxi is 3-1, 5-1 for Crocus Champ. Knee-jerk reaction 5-1, 8-1 for Connor Trigger, and it's 10s bar the rest of them. What are your thoughts for the Classic?
I wouldn't put anybody off back in Pinpoint Maxi. Terrific wet record at Sunderland. I suppose you're always a little bit concerned about the second run back from something of a layoff. Look, cases can be made for the vast majority of these. One of the best drawn greyhounds of the evening is potentially Farlow Nutter. He looks like a great chance to go through from his semi-final and should then get a decent draw in the final if so coming. So you could say that he could be overpriced.
Okay, then Farlow Nutter, 20-1 shot there, so plenty of value if you were looking to back that one. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Jonathan, and I hope you enjoy the action on Saturday night.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.